4, a favourite script for multidextral amateur calligraphers. The problem now was making contact. "I am Dom Sabalos, the bank's godson. I would like to see him."
"You have only to look around, sir."
The machine meant it seriously. Dom realised it was not equipped to handle figurative speech. "I meant that I want to confront him, converse with his, seat of consciousness." There was a pause. At last the disc said,
"Very well, sir, I will see what can be arranged."
Dom hurried out of the booth. Hirschhagen was lurking suspiciously behind a glittering Germanian pillar that soared up half a mile above the paved cavern floor. The next essential was fresh clothing, and then a real meal. There was something curiously unsatisfying about the reconstituted molecules of the ship's auto-chef. He pushed past a party of medium-degree kreapi and hailed a cab. The main cavern of the First Syrian Bank was big enough to need a sophisticated weather control system to prevent the formation of thunderclouds. The cab looped up from the crowded floor and threaded its way at speed between coruscating pillars, each with its cluster of booths at the base. The red junction points glowed everywhere. Occasionally, a ring of static electricity would flash up a pillar and burst vividly into an ozone-reeking haze. And the hot, dry air hummed with a million voices, felt rather than heard, as money spoke to money across the light years. In fact, Dom considered, it looked like an early conception of hell, with tourists. Certainly some of the tourists would have fitted the concept nicely. In one of the sub-caverns, a robot tailor outfitted him with an anonymous grey ship suit, the sort worn on every Earth-human world. He also bought a cuba, a cloak striped on the bias in purple, orange and yellow, and hoped that an observer would take him for what he appeared to be, a back-planet rube, a stock whole Earth character of comedy sketches, the gawping rim colonist with a nasal twang, unfortunate personal habits, and a pocketful of rare Earths. He turned and looked critically at Hirschhagen, who stood watching in the old ceremonial garb of a beta male. "Couldn't you wear something a bit more colourful? Some phnobes do. I'd rather you didn't look conspicuous." Hirschhagen took a nervous step backwards and clutched at his robe. "Is it against the law? I mean, will it offend some sexual moray? If so, of course, It's
not exactly that. I do not think I could carry off the character of an alpha, you understand. They are somewhat more flamboyant, more warlike, less given to feats of the intellect."
At Dom's command, the little robot dressed the phnobe in a complicated toga of heavy blue and olive-green fibres shot with flecks of silver. A Tshuri knife, fully twice the length of Hirschhagen's old one, hung on an ornate belt.
"If an alpha challenges me, I shall make a poor showing."
"Still, you look different." He paid the robot, and they walked out with Hirschhagen making a brave attempt at a swagger. The temperate life form's dining room of the Grand Hotel, the only provision on the bank for accommodation, seemed almost as big as the main cavern, and more impressive because the size was made up in human terms. The long cavern was filled with the roar of appetites in the process of satiation, reeked with the aromas of many foods and narcotics, and looked rather more like hell than the main cavern. Dom found two places at a table in the human section. The previous occupants, a thick-set earthman with a face criss-crossed with duelling scars and a small battered Class 1 robot, nodded familiarly at Dom as they passed.
"Do you know them?" asked Hirschhagen as they sat down.
"Not that I can recall," said Dom. "There's something odd about them. He looked a wealthy type. What's he doing with a mere Class 1?
"One of life's little mysteries," said the phnobe.
They ate in silence. The diner beside Dom was energetically digging him in the ribs with a horny elbow. It was a young Drosk, who looked up, gave Dom a canine grin, and bent back to his plate. Dom carefully refrained from looking at what he was eating. On the other side, a party of female phnobes of the Long Cloud group were arguing sibilantly. Beyond them was a pineal human, performing a complex third-eye food ceremony over his rice bowl. Dom ordered fish and bread. Hirschhagen had a fungi stew. The Class 2 waiter trundled up with their bill and tactfully ascertained Dom's credit rating with the bank. "Divert a 10th standard for yourself," added Dom.
"Many thanks indeed, sir," said the automaton. It added politely, "I have always had a high regard for sinistral humans, sir."
"Who said I was from Widdershins?" Dom tried to pitch his voice low. Several of the phnobes looked around, but the robot had rolled away.
"Your face,"
said Herschel.